Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we are 6 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. V'Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah Basmecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, and Miral Basar Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'Yechesko Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned L'Iloy Nishmas, Avram ben Yibadal L'Chaim Toivim, Ramosha Chaim. So yesterday we began the 9th parak in Masechtas Pesachim, which deals primarily with the laws of Pesach Sheni. The Torah says that someone that on Yud Daled Nisan was Tameh, or he was Bederech Rechayka, as a result, he couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, says the Torah. He has a plan B. He's able to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Sheni was brought exactly 1 month later, not on Yud Daled Nisan, but rather was brought on Yud Daled Iyar. The Mishnah said that although the examples that the Torah gave of whom the parasha of Pesach Sheni applies to is someone that's Tameh or someone that was Bederech Rechayka, really, those are only examples. But the truth is, says the Mishnah, anyone that was a Shoigig or a Noinis, or better, even if he was amazed and he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he has the option to bring the Pesach Sheni. Additionally, we saw yesterday a machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. If somebody was Bederech Rechayka, he obviously couldn't be in the Azorah, he couldn't be on the Harabayis, Bein Arbayim, Erev Pesach, in order for him to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. What's the halacha if he decides to send a shliach on his behalf to bring the Karban? Could he do that or could he not do that? Meaning when the Torah said that someone that's Bederech Rechayka has to bring the Pesach Sheni, was the Torah saying that once you're Bederech Rechayka, even if you have an option to figure out a way to make a shliach to bring the carbon on your behalf, still it's not okay? Or maybe no. When the Torah said someone that's Bederech Rechayka is shayich to the Pesach Sheni, mechas hu dechas rachman olav. The Torah was just giving him another option. The Torah was having rachmanas on him. But of course, because you're Bederech Rechayka, that's not some inherent reason for you not to be able to make a shliach now and bring the carbon Pesach. And it was Machloikas, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman said, Hoye Bederech Rechayka v'shachtu v'zarkolav, and someone did shchito azrika on his behalf, hurtza. At the end of the day, it works. Rav Sheshes said, the halach is loy hurtza. So with that little introduction, another daf related to the laws of Pesach Sheni. Tanu Rabbanan, Elu Sha'isen Es HaSheni. The following is a list of people that can bring the Pesach Sheni. Hazovin v'hazovois, v'hamitzoyroin v'hamitzoyroin. So these are all examples of people that were Tommy during Pesach Rishon. Says the Braisa, they're all subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni. What's the Chiddush? The Torah says a Tommy brings the Pesach Sheni, but the Torah says someone that was Tommy Lenefesh, someone that's Tommy Tomas Meis, the aforementioned list of Tmeim are not Tommy Tomas Meis, still they're subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni. The Braisa continues, HaShoigigin, V'hanusim, V'hamizidin. If someone was a Shoigig, as a result, he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he was an Oinus. Or even if he was amazing, nothing to do with Tumah. Or V'tameh, V'shayi B'derech Rechayka, if somebody was Tommy Tomas Meis. Or he was B'derech Rechayka, those are the examples that the Torah gives. The halacha is, all these people are subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni. The Braisa asks the obvious question, Imkein, Lama Nemar Tommy. So why did the Torah mention Tommy? So the Gemara says, Lama Nemar, I'll tell you why the Torah mentioned Tommy. Maybe the reason the Torah mentioned that a Tommy brings Pesach Sheni is not to teach me that the Tommy has Pesach Sheni. Because if the Torah wanted to tell me all the people that have Pesach Sheni, the Torah would have given a more expanded list. The reason the Torah mentioned Tomei was to tell me that he has to bring the Pesach Sheni, meaning that he cannot bring the Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara says, you're right. I understand why the Torah had to say Tomei. The question is, why the Torah mentioned Derech Rechayka? Zok the Gemara lepoitem in Akaris. To teach me that someone that was Bederech Rechayka, as a result of which he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, still he's going to be potem in Akaris. You would have thought someone that's Bederech Rechayka and didn't bring the Pesach Rishon is Chayiv Karetz. Why? He should have figured out a way to not be Bederech Rechayka. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk, that even though he was Bederech Rechayka, he's going to be Potem in HaKaretz. In other words, when the Torah singled out Tomei and Derech Rechayka, says the Braisa in the Parsha Pesach Sheni, it's not because those are the two examples of Pesach Sheni. No, there's a whole list of people that are subject to Pesach Sheni. There's a special Chiddush in Tomei, there's a special Chiddush in Derech Rechayka. What's the Chiddush in Tomei? Lo shafkin on lay, that we don't allow him to bring the Pesach Rishon, that he has to bring the Pesach Sheni. What's the Chiddush of Derech Rechayka? That he's Potem min HaKaris. You would have thought that someone that's Bederech Rechayka maybe should be Chayiv Karis. That's the Chiddush, that he's Potem min HaKaris. Says the Gemara, one nice knech that loops back yesterday's daf, Ukeman Dom Mahurza. This price is clearly going like Rav Nachman, who holds that somebody that's Bederech Chachoika, even though he's not obligated to bring the Pesach Sheni, the Pesach Rishon, but if he wanted to make a shliach to do it on his behalf, he could. Clearly, the Tana of this Braisa holds like Rav Nachman. How do you see that? Because if the Tana of the Braisa held like Rav Sheshes, that somebody that's Bederech Chachoika is pushed away, he can't bring the carbon even if he wanted to, so then the Braisa would have said that the reason the Torah had to single out Derech Chachoika is for the same reason the Torah had to single out Tomei. To teach me that Loi Shafkin Omei, that even if he wants to bring it, we don't allow it. Tomei, the Torah singled out, says the Braisa, to teach me Loi Shafkin Omei. Derech Chachoika, it's singled out, Lopoitim in Akars. Give the same reason. You can stay consistent. Tomei, the Torah singled out to teach me. If you're Tomei, you can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Derech Chachoika, same thing. The reason the Torah singled it out is to teach me that if you're Derech Chachoika, you can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Oh, the Braisa did not say that. Vaisdeis, the Braisa holds that if somebody's Derech Chachoika and he wants to bring the Pesach Rishon, he can. Oh, Ukamando Mar Hurtzel. So this Braisa is clearly going like Rav Nachman, Zok to Gemara. So we mentioned the whole list of people that are subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni, and some of the examples mentioned are women. The Mishnah mentioned Zavois, that's a woman, a Mitzayras, that's a woman, Nidois, that's a woman, Yoldois, says the Gemara, Isha B'Sheni Mi Mechaiva, is a woman subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni, but Tanya learned in a Braisa, Yoch, Lo Yuvois, and Esasheni, Elo Tami Nefesh, Shleib, the Erech Chayko. I would have thought that maybe the only people that are subject to the Parsha Pesach Sheni are the two examples that I mentioned in the Torah, a Tami, Lo Nefesh, and someone that was with Erech Chayko, Zav, and Umitzayram, Ubayalin, Nidis, Minayin. How do you know a Zav, a Mitzayr, and a Bayal, Nida as well? Tama, Loimar, Ish, Ish. So from the word Ish, Ish, we learn that even there, Chay. Now notice, this Braisa has a much shorter list. Who was omitted in this Braisa? All the Tmeyim that are women. The Zavis were omitted, and the Nidois were omitted, and the Mitzayras was omitted. We mentioned Zavin, not Zavois. We mentioned Mitzayra'in, not Mitzayra'ois. We mentioned Boyale Nidois, but we didn't mention a Nidois. So clearly this Brais is of the opinion that a woman is excluded from the parasha Pesach Sheni. So we have a steer between two Braises. One Brais includes women in Pesach Sheni. One Brais excludes women from Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara, like Kasha, Harab Yoisi, Harab Yehuda, Rav Shimon. As the Gemara, these two Braises are the opinion of two different Tanam. Which Tanam? Rabbi Yossi on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. And this is, of course, referring to Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara discussed the status of a woman as it relates to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And in that sugya, there were three shittas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi was the only one that held that a woman is obligated in Pesach Rishon, and a woman is also obligated in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon held that a woman is not obligated in Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon and Machloikis, but they both had in common that a woman is not obligated in Pesach Sheni. The Machloikis was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a woman can be tfeila to a Pesach Sheni. According to Rabbi Shimon, she can't even be tefillah. But the point is, Rabbi Yossi's shita is that a woman's obligated in Pesach Sheni, whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon's shita is that a woman is not obligated in Pesach Sheni. You have a stira. One braisa says, Zavois, Mitzayra'ois, Nidois, that's going according to Rabbi Yossi, that a woman's obligated in Pesach Sheni. Or Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that says, Zavin only, Mitzayra'in, and Bayali Nidois, because according to the Tan of that price, so women are in fact potter. So the bottom line is, a woman obligated in Pesach Sheni or not? It's a stira here between two prices. It's really related to that machlokes tanon on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. And this next Gemara, really from here until the Mishnah, is going to be one sugya, and really goes into the gut of Pesach Sheni, in terms of understanding it, both from a halacha perspective, but even more importantly, when you learn the sugyas, from a lumdis perspective. Zok de Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Chayiv Karas Al Rishon, V'Chayiv Karas Al Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that if somebody b'mezid didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he's Chayiv Karas. If somebody b'mezid didn't bring the Pesach Sheni, he's Chayiv Karas. Now Rashi speaks out right away. We're obviously not talking about the same person. Why? Because u'bechad gavra loy mishkachas, so the trei kate b'chad gavra lecha. One person can't be Chayiv Karas twice. Doesn't make sense. Once he's Chayiv Karas for not bringing the Pesach Rishon, obviously he's Chayiv Karas. So you don't have to tell me that he's also Chayiv Karas for not bringing the Pesach Sheni. But rather, what Rebbe was referring to was two different people. One person was amazing on Pesach Rishon. The other person was a shoygig. He was an oynes. He was tameh when it came time to bring the Pesach Rishon. But he was amazing on Pesach Sheni. Either one is enough to be mechayiv a person karas. So if someone's been mezid mevatel pesach rishon karas, if someone's been mezid mevatel pesach sheni karas, Rav Nosson says chayiv karas al rishon, who pater al sheni. If somebody been mezid violates pesach rishon, he's going to be chayiv karas. If somebody been mezid violates pesach sheni, he's not going to be chayav karis. So for Pesach Rishon, there's a karis. For Pesach Sheni, there's no karis. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Oimer, he's the third shita. Af al harishon ain't a chayav karis. Elim kein lo yosa as Hasheni. The only time a person's chayav karis for violating the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is if he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon and he didn't bring the Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are looked as one unit. So if somebody violated Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he was amazed on both, then he's chayav karis. But if somebody was only amazed on Pesach Rishon, and certainly if somebody was only amazed on Pesach Sheni, he's not going to be chayav karis. So we have three shittas in the Tanan as it relates to chayav karis of Pesach. So Pesach is a mitzvah saseh. It's one of two mitzvah saseh shes doinu karis, Milo and Pesach. Well, how does Pesach Sheni play into the karis? Rabbi Shita was, there's a chorus for Pesach Rishon, there's a chorus for Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is kechol chukas haPesach yaso isa. Okay, there's chorus for Pesach Rishon, there's going to be chorus for Pesach Sheni. So if somebody violates either one of them, he's going to be chayiv chorus. According to Reb Nosson, the chayiv chorus is only for Pesach Rishon. But if somebody violates Pesach Sheni, he's not going to be chayiv chorus. Reb Chananya ben Akavya said that afal Rishon ain't chayiv chorus. The only time you chayiv chorus is if b'mezid you violated both. So obviously three shittas, and the Gemara is going to cheshbon the three shittas now. But just one high-level point to take out of these three shittas. We always think of Pesach Sheni as being mesaking, as being farechting, as fixing any avla that happened by not bringing the Pesach Rishon. It's clear from this discussion that at least two of the three Tanam held that if somebody b'mezid does not bring the Pesach Rishon, even though he has the ability to bring the Pesach Sheni, that's wonderful. The Tovayol of Bracha for bringing the Pesach Sheni. But it doesn't change the fact that he b'mezid didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. And if there's an Oynish Chorus for not bringing the Pesach Rishon, that Oynish Chorus is going to stay in place. It's only Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya that holds that if somebody was a mezid on Pesach Rishon and a mezid on Pesach Sheni, it's only then that you're going to be Chayev Chorus. But don't conflate the fact that there's a concept of Pesach Sheni with the fact that if somebody brings the Pesach Sheni, it necessarily means that any oynish he was supposed to get for not bringing the Pesach Rishon is somehow going to go away. So, the Gemara, these three shittas appear in another place in Shas. Ozdu l'tamayu, Rabbi, Rab Nosson, Rab Chaim, and Akavya, Alisha Titasai, Tanya, and the Rabbi, Sagesh, and the Sky Bench, Name Sochim. If a ger was Megayer between the two Karbonos Pesach, so sometime between Yudal and Nisan and Yudal and Iyar, some person was Megayer, v'chein katan shehigdal, more common. Or if somebody becomes bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, chayiv lasis Pesach Sheni, divi Rebbe. Rebbe says this person is going to be obligated to bring the Pesach Sheni. Reb Nosson says, kol shezakel l'rishon zakel l'sheni. Kol she ain't zakel l'rishon, ain't zakel l'sheni. No, someone that had Pesach Rishon, he has Pesach Sheni. But if somebody at the time of Pesach Rishon had no sheiches to Pesach Rishon, either because he wasn't a Yid, or because he was a Katan, so then he's not going to be subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, what's the machloikis? Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, Sheni regal b'fnei atzmai. Rebbe holds that the Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzmai. It's its own yontif. I mean that it's its own yontif, even though the person wasn't obligated to bring the first carbon Pesach, but he could still be obligated to bring the second carbon Pesach. That's why Rebbe holds, Gershen eskayer ben shnei psachim, what do you mean? You didn't have Pesach Rishon. Who cares? Sheni is regal b'fnei atzmai. If it's regal b'fnei atzmai, so therefore you're going to be chayef. Let's just bring the whole Gemara together. This is also Rebbe Lishitasa, the Ozdu L'Tamayu, who says, chayef karas ala Rishon, the chayef karas ala Sheni. They're both individual Yabam Toivim. They're both individual psachim. Regal b'fnei atzmai, it's its own carbon, so to speak. If that's the case, this karis for the carbon Pesach Rishon, so there's going to be karis for the carbon Pesach Sheni as well. Rav Nosson, however, holds Sheni tashlumen the Rishon. Sheni, the Pesach Sheni, is a tashlumen for the Pesach Rishon, tekune the Rishon le'maskele. However, it's not a sakin. It doesn't have the ability to fix any problems that came about from Pesach Rishon. Okay, if Rav Nosson holds Sheni tashlumen the Rishon, that's where Rav Nosson holds Gershon etzgayer ben shnei psachim, or katan that became a gadol between the two psachim, is going to be potter. Why? Because the whole Pesach Sheni is a tashlumen. It's an ability to make up for what you didn't do during Pesach Rishon. If I wasn't obligated in Pesach Rishon, I can't now make a tashlumen on the Pesach Rishon. It doesn't make sense. Tashlumen for someone that had the original obligation. This is also Rebbe Lishitasoi, that Rebbe says that you chayiv karis for Pesach Rishon, but you potter from Pesach Sheni. Why are you potter for violating Pesach Sheni? Because Pesach Sheni is not its own carbon Pesach. All it is a tashlum in the Rishon. So there's no chi of karis for being mevatel a tashlumin. If it's its own yontif, I understand. But being that it's only a tashlumin, you're not going to be chay. But Reb Nosson added one line. What was the line? Tikkunei l'rishon le'maskenai. However, it's not a tikkun. What do we mean by that? That's why Reb Nosson doesn't hold like Reb Hanani ben Akavya. That's why Reb Nosson holds that if somebody violated Pesach Rishon b'mezid, and let's say Pesach Sheni b'shoygu guba'oynes, he's still going to be chayiv karis. If Pesach Sheni was a tikkun on the Pesach Rishon, so then it can impact the karis that came about for Pesach Rishon. But being that Reb Nosson holds, it's a tashlum in the Rishon, but not a tikkun for the Rishon. So therefore, if a person was amazing on the Pesach Rishon, even if he was a shoygig and an oynis on the Pesach Sheni, he'll still be chayiv karis for violating the Pesach Rishon. Okay, Reb Chanani ben Akavya sofer. Reb Chanani ben Akavya, he's the third shita. He holds Sheni takanta the Rishonu, that Pesach Sheni is a tikkun for the Rishon. It's not only a tashlum in the Rishon, it's even a tikkun for the Rishon. If it's a tikkun for the Rishon, so therefore you can't be chayiv karis for violating Pesach Rishon unless you also violated the maze Pesach Sheni. So we have three shitas. We have the sheet of Rebbe, the sheet of Reb Nosson, and the sheet of Reb Chanani ben Akavya, and the Gemara is presenting them in two different ways. The first is with regards to the Chi of Karis. The second is with regards to a Gershen Eskayer ben Shnei Psachim and a Katan Shehigdol ben Shnei Psachim. Rebbe's shita is that a person that violates Pesach Rishon is Chayiv Karis. A person that violates Pesach Sheni is also Chayiv Karis. The Gemara said this is Rebbe Lishitasa, who holds that the Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzma. So just like if someone violates Pesach Rishon, he's chayiv karis. If somebody violates Pesach Sheni, he's also going to be chayiv karis. Where did Rebbe say his halacha of Pesach Sheni being regal b'fnei atzma? He said it with regards to someone that was megayir between the two psachim, someone that became a gadol between the two psachim. If Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzma, then it makes sense you could be chayiv now in Pesach Sheni. If it's a tashlumin, it doesn't make sense. But if it's a regal b'fnei atzma, then it does make sense. So Rebbe's shita is that Pesach Sheni is regal b'fnei atzma. Therefore, Rebbe holds karis for the Pesach Sheni, just like this karis from the Pesach Rishon. That's why Rabbi also holds, if someone didn't have an obligation to bring a Pesach Rishon because he wasn't a Yid or because he was a Katan, but he's now technically subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni, he's going to be obligated. Rav Nosson Shita is that Pesach Sheni is a Tashlum in the Rishon. Okay? Being that it's a tashlum in the Rishon, if somebody violates Pesach Sheni, he's not going to be chayiv karis. Being that it's a tashlum in the Rishon, if somebody was potter from being in the Pesach Rishon, even though he's obligated now in Pesach Sheni, he's going to be potter. Rav Chanan ben Akavya took it one step further. He said, not only is it a tashlum in the Rishon, it's even a tikkun in the Rishon. Okay, if somebody becomes a gadol between the two psachim, if someone becomes a ger between the two psachim, you're going to be potter. Because again, Pesach Sheni is more an addendum to Pesach Rishon, but more than that, it has the ability to be masaking. How so? That if somebody b'mezid violated Pesach Rishon, if he doesn't also b'mezid violate Pesach Sheni, the halach is he's not going to be chayiv karis. These three tanaim formulated their respective positions regarding Pesach Sheni from the same pasuk. The shloshtam mikra echad darshan. They all darshan the same pasuk. So the pasuk in its entirety is as follows. The ha'ish asher hu tahar. If somebody was tahar, meaning he wasn't tamei. U'bederech loy haya. He wasn't b'derech chayit. V'chadol lasis ha'pesach. And he didn't bring the pesach. V'nichrusu ha'nefesh ha'im ha'amel. This person's going to be chayiv karis. Ki, we'll see what that word means. Karban Hashem loy hikri b'mayadoy. He didn't bring the karban Hashem in its proper time. Cheto yiso ha'ish ahu. And this person is now going to have to bear his sin. So this pasuk is in Parshas Baloischa. It's one of the two psukim at the end of the parasha Pesach Sheni that we said yesterday. It doesn't have that much to do with Pesach Sheni, more Karban Pesach in general. And the Torah is clearly saying that someone that violates Karban Pesach is going to be chayiv karis. But the pasuk is very wordy. And because of the wordiness of the pasuk, it lends itself for different interpretations. And the three Tanoim, Rebbe, Reb Nosson, Reb Chanani ben Akavya, are all going to tell us how they interpreted this pasuk. And it's from there that these three shitas emanated. Zok to Gemara. V'shloshta mikra echadarsha. They all dash in this pasuk. It says, V'ish asha hu tahar, u'bederech loy haya. So what does it say? V'chadol lasis ha-pesach, v'nichrus ha-nefeshim ha-meh. It's going to be chayiv karis. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, v'chadol lasis ha-pesach, v'nichrus ha-adolay avet berishnay. When it says in the Torah that this person didn't bring the pesach It's referring to the Pesach Rishon. V'nichas ha-nefesh ha-hi is going to be chayv karas. Ignami. And then when the Pasuk says, ki karban Hashem lo hikir b'mayadoi, what does that mean? B'psheni. That's referring to the Pesach Sheni. Meaning, Rebbe says, I see in this Pasuk that there's two chiyuve karas going on. Number one, v'chadal asis ha-pesach v'nichas ha-nefesh ha-mamel. That's okay. And then, ki karban Hashem lo hikir b'mayadoi. That's number two. So, twice, the Torah said that if you violate the Pesach, you chayv karas, right? It's just, if you have the Pasuk in front of you, it's very clear. Oh, that's the Pesach Rishon. And then the pasuk continues. Oh, that's the Pesach Sheni. He's going to be Chayav Karas. Now the truth is, Torah says twice that this person didn't bring the Karban Pesach, but it doesn't say twice Karas. That's Karas. That's the second time it mentions that he didn't bring the Karban Pesach, but it just says Cheto Yisoh Ishahu. It doesn't say Karis, it just says Cheto Yisa. So the Gemara says, "My da hay Cheto Yisa Karis." So how do you know Cheto Yisa means Karis? If you want to learn from this pasuk that somebody that violates Pesach Sheni is Chayv Karis, it has to say Karis a second time. When the pasuk mentions the second time this person didn't bring the Karban Pesach, it would have to say Karis. All it says Cheto Yisa, yeah, not Kishmak. But at the same time, where does it say anywhere Karis? So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you how." Because Megadev, I know Baruch Hashem. Because Rebbe holds that the Megadev that's mentioned in Parsha Shlach as doing a very big Aveira, and to be Chayav Karas for what he did, was really the Mevarech Es Hashem. Machlokes is whether Megadev is a form of Avodah Zarah, or the Megadev was a Mevarech Es Hashem. So the Gemara Rebbe holds Megadev is Mevarech Es Hashem. Okay, Viksiv, and the Pasuk says, regarding the Mevarech Es Hashem, the Nosso Chetoy, that's a Pasuk somewhere else, where the Torah says that if someone is Mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, the Nosso Chetoy, he's going to have to bear his sin. Now, if a person that's Mekalel Hashem, or Mevarech Hashem, as a euphemism, if someone is Mevarech Hashem, he's Chayiv Karis. How do we know that? Because the Megadev is a Mevarech Hashem. And it says the words V'nasa Chetoy regarding the Mevarech Hashem. And it says Chetoy Yisa regarding Pesach Sheni. So now we can make a nice little cheshbin. V'gomer hay Chetoy dehochon mechetoy dehosan malahalon karis afkanami karis. So very simple. Rebbe says, if you look in the Pasuk regarding the karis of the Karban Pesach, it says not once karis, it says it twice. It says V'chadal asis ha-pesach v'nichrusu ha-nefeshi ma'amehu, that's one. And it says ki Karban Hashem twice. So one is to teach me there's a chiyuv karas for violating the Pesach Rishon, and one to tell me that there's a chiyuv karas for violating the Pesach Sheni. The question is, it only says karas once. True. One time it says clearly in the pasuk, v'nichrasu ha-nefesh ha-hi me'amel. The second time it says cheto yiso yishahu. But through a gzeir shava to the parasha of Mevarech Es Hashem, we know that cheto yiso also means karis. So even though the Torah didn't say the word karis twice, it's as if it said the word karis twice. That's how you know this karis for Pesach Rishon and this karis for Pesach Sheni. Reb Nosson Savar. Reb Nosson has a different shot. He holds when it says in the Torah, v'chad alasois ha-pesach v'nichrasu da-hai ki loshen de-hohu. When the Torah says ki, it doesn't mean if, but rather it means because. In other words, the Torah said twice in the Pasuk that if someone doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, he's going to be Chayav Karas. Here's the question. Is the Torah referring to two different Pesachim? Or the Torah is just being wordy and saying twice that you're Chayav for not bringing the Pesach Rishon? So Rav Nosson held that the only time Yechayev Karas is for violating the Pesach Rishon. It says in the Torah a second time. The word ki is a lotion of the ha. Because the ha chikamer rachmano, the karban Hashem layikri b'mayadai b'rishon. It means because you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, that's why you're going to be Chayav Karas. Yechayev Karas for not bringing the Pesach Rishon. Ki? Why Yechayev Karas? Because of the fact that you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. But the ki karban Hashem lehikir b'mayadai is not referring to another carbon, but rather it's just like an explanation for what we just said. Now, Reb Nosson, in his Lashon, he emphasized that the word ki over here means deka, deha. It means because. Rashi speaks out that it's obvious that Rebbe didn't learn the Pasuk that way. And Rebbe learned that the word ki over here doesn't mean because, but rather the word ki means if. The Gemara says ki is mishamish bedal v'shoinis. The word ki can mean different things. So the word ki, what does it mean? It can mean one of four things. And different psukim means different things. So Rebbe understood ki karban Hashem lehikriv is talking about another thing. It's the second part of the Pasuk. It's the Sefer. It's referring to not the Pesach Rishon, that was the Reisha. It's referring to the Pesach Sheni. The way Reb Nosson understood is it's more like an Asinas Tam, that Yechayev Karas for violating the Pesach Rishon, Why is there a karis? Because this person went and he violated the Pesach Rishon. But it's not the second part of the pasuk referring to the Pesach Sheni. Zok the Gemara, Hai cheta yisa my avidle. Why the Torah have to chazur again cheta yisa? I mean, why does that have to be mentioned in the pasuk? According to Rabbi, the Torah said cheta yisa because cheta yisa means karis. It's referring to the karis of the Pesach Sheni. But according to Rav Nosson, that the pasuk is only referring to one karis, the karis of the Pesach Rishon. So why did the Torah mention Cheta Yisa Yishahu? It should have just said, if someone doesn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he's Chayv Karis, because he didn't bring the carbon. Why does it have to say again Cheta Yisa? Sounds a little bit like it's a second Karis, because we're talking about a second carbon. So the Gemara makes a cheshbin why he had to say it. So the Gemara, because Rav Nosson holds Megadif Lav Hainu Mevarech Es Hashem. Rav Nosson held that the Megadif is not the Mevarech Es Hashem. Okay, what does that mean? That means that when it says in the Torah that the Mekalel as Hashem, meaning the Mevarech as Hashem, the Nasa Chetoy, we don't really know what it means. If the Mevarech as Hashem was the Megadif, we know the Mevarech as Hashem is Chayiv Karis, because the Torah said that the Megadif is Chayiv Karis. If, however, the Megadif was not the Mevarech as Hashem, we don't know what the Nasa Chetoy means in that pasuk. Says Rav Nosson, that's why the Torah added these words of Chetoy Yisno Ishahu, not to teach me anything in Hilchas Karban Pesach, but to teach me Halacha regarding the Mevarech as Hashem. But Gomer, Hai Chetoy Da Asam, Ma Hai Chetoy Da Hacha. To teach me the Parsha Megadif from this Parsha. Ma Hacha Karis, Avacha Karis. Just like over here, this Karis for Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon. So too over there, there's going to be karis when it comes to the halacha of Mevarech Es Hashem. Reb Chanan ben Akavya saw, but what does Reb Chanan ben Akavya hold? So he holds, like Reb Nosson, that there's no karis for simply violating the Pesach Sheni. But he holds even more than that. There's also no karis for violating the Pesach Rishon. The only time there's karis is if somebody violates both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, he holds, when it says in the Torah, V'chad olasis ha-Pesach v'nichrasa, I karben Hashem lo yikriv b'mayadoi, Bisheni. He holds that the pasuk reads like one long hemshach, and that is for ish ashahu tar b'derech lehaya v'chad alasos ha-pesach v'nichras ha-nefesh ahi. This person is going to be chayiv karis when ki karben Hashem lehikir b'mayadi. If he also didn't bring the pesach sheni, meaning the only time he'll be chayiv karis for the pesach rishon is if he also didn't bring the pesach sheni. So ki karben Hashem lehikir b'mayadi, according to B'chanan Me'akavi, is referring to the pesach sheni, the way Rebbe understood. But whereas Rebbe understood ki karben Hashem lehikir b'mayadei Pesach Sheni, what the Torah is saying is, just like this karis for Pesach Rishon, there's also karis for Pesach Sheni, Reb Chanan ben Akavya understood it like one hemshach, that there'll be karis for Pesach Rishon when you also violated b'mezeh the Pesach Sheni. Either way, three different mahalchim of how you can read the pasuk. So, k'tikimara v'hai cheta yisa mayavadei, same kasha kundra Chanan ben Akavya, why the Torah have to say cheta yisa if it's one karis? According to Chaim Yaakovi, the Karis is violating Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So why the Torah mentioned Karis twice? Kedam Arim, like we said a second ago. What we say, to teach me that Mevarech Es Hashem is also going to be Chayiv Karis. So the bottom line is, that confusing in terms of how it fits into the Pesukim, but it's really three shittas. Rabbi Shnita is, if someone violates the Pesach Rishon, Karis. If someone violates the Pesach Sheni, Karis. Meaning, if you were amazing on Pesach Rishon, Karis. If someone was a Shogig or an Oynes on Pesach Rishon, but he was amazing on Pesach Sheni, he's also going to be Chayiv Karis. Reb Nosson says it's Karis for Pesach Rishon, there's no Karis for Pesach Sheni. Very simple. Reb Chanan ben Akavya holds that the only time this Karis is if somebody was amazing both for the Pesach Rishon and for the Pesach Sheni. What's the lumdis for the three shittas? Big time lumdis. According to Rebbe, Pesach Sheni is regal b'fnei atzmei. They're both independent psachim. Thus, there's a karis for each one. According to Reb Nosson, Pesach Sheni is tashlumin the Rishon. All it is a makeup for Pesach Rishon. But from a karis perspective, you don't get karis for violating the tashlumin. And if someone violated the Pesach Rishon b'mezid, the fact that you were an oynus on the tashlumin is not going to change anything as it relates to the karis of Pesach Rishon. Rab Chanan ben Akavya holds it's a tikkun of the Rishon. And being that it's a tikkun, it's like part of the hemshach. So the only time a person would be chayiv karis is if he violated the Pesach Rishon and he violated the Pesach Sheni. Another nafkamina the Gemara said that would come out in this machloik is what happens if someone was megayir between the two psachim, and what happens if somebody became a gadol between the two psachim. If Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzmoi, it has nothing to do with Pesach Rishon. So if that's the case, kobi tal b'chayiv. If it's a tashlumin or a tikkun of the Pesach Rishon, he would be potter. So the Gemara, just to finish, does a little bit of math for us. Hilchach, very simple. Hizit b'zeh b'zeh. If someone was amazing on the Pesach Rishon, and he was amazing on the Pesach Sheni, chayiv, he'll be chayiv. Divriyakal, everyone's going to hold he's going to be chayiv. Why? It's bashit. You were mazed on the Rishon, you were mazed on the Sheni, there's nothing to talk about. Shogak bezer bezer. What if somebody was a shogging on the Pesach Rishon, shogging on the Pesach Sheni? Everyone's going to hold. You weren't amazed. you were a shagig from beginning to end. So obviously you're going to be potter. Hezit berishin v'shagig b'sheni. What if somebody was amazing on Pesach Rishon, but he was a shagig on Pesach Sheni? L'Rabbi, l'Rab Nassim b'chayev. Coin to Rabbi and Rab Nassim, you're going to be chayev. Rabbi holds yichayev for either one. Even Rab Nassim holds that if you're amazing on the Pesach Rishon, I don't care what happened in the Pesach Sheni, you're going to be chayev. You're going to be potter. Because Rab Nassim holds the only time yichayev kares is if you were amazed on the Rishon and the Sheni. Here you were amazed on the Rishon, you were shogig on the Sheni. Shogag berishon behezeh b'sheni. What if somebody was a shogig by the Pesach Rishon and he was amazed by the Pesach Sheni? So this was the reverse. Le Rebbe, according to Rabbi Chayev, because Rebbe's the one and only that holds Yechayev Karis even for violating Pesach Sheni, the Rab Nassin Ulrachem Anabin Akav Yipater. According to Rab Nassin, Rechayev Akav you're going to be Pater. Rab Nassin holds Yechayev Karis for Rishon, not for the Sheni. Rechayev Akav holds you have to be amazing on both. But the point is that these are the simple nafkaminas that are going to come out in this machlokes. A little bit weiter. Is he Derech Rechayka? So the Mishnah said that if somebody was Derech Rechayka on Yudal and Nisan, he's Pater from bringing the carbon Pesach. He gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So what is Derech Rechayka? Min Hamoydiyim. If somebody was outside of Yerushalayim, he was so far, he was in Moedian. So if somebody's in Moedian, he's considered to be B'derech Rechayka. Ukimidas alechol ruach. Moedian is Lav Dafka. But if somebody is removed from the Harabayas, the distance of what the Harabayas is to Moedian, that would be enough for a person to be Patas. You don't have to be in Moedian, but it's the distance towards Moedian in any direction. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer has a very big chiddush. He says, Mieskupas ha'azara l'chutz. If somebody's outside of the Azara, he's considered to be B'derech Rechayka. That's a very big chiddush. So if somebody is outside of the Azara on Yodal and Nisan, he's considered to be too far away. As a result, he has the laws of Pesach Sheni. Now, what's the big deal? Just walk into the Azara here. But at the end of the day, if you weren't in the Harabayas, if you weren't inside the Skupas HaAzara, that's considered to be B'derech Rechayka. There's no way in Ishkaris. You get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yossi added to what Rabbi Eliezer said. He said, L'fichach nokud alhe. If you look in the Sefer Torah, on the word Rechayka, on top of the hay, there's a little pintala. There's a little dot. And whenever there's a dot in the Torah, there's a drashas chazal. There's a reason for it. So Rabbi Yossi said, you want to know why the Torah wrote a dot? That's the Messiah of House of Torah written on top of the Hey, Loimit to teach us, Loimit Nation Rachik Vade, Elam Skupas Azar of the Chutz. To teach me that Rechayka doesn't necessarily mean you're really, really far away. Even if you're outside of the Skupas Azar, that qualifies as being B'derech Rechayka. Amar Ula said, it said in the Mishnah, Ezi Derech Rechayka, Men Amidian Ulachutz, Ukimidas Ulachal Ruach. Okay, what exactly is that distance? Men Amidian Li Rishalayim Chamisha Asamilanab. It's 15 mil. So you want to know what the distance is? 15 mil. So a mil is a Mesechtes Erevin fame. That's a Tchum Shabbos. It's a mil, which is the equivalent of 2,000 amis. So it's 15 times 2,000 amis. That's what Derech Rechayka means. Ok, the Gemara, Sobar, Ki Hoda Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Om Rabbi Yochanan. The reason is because Ula held like what Rabba Bar Bachana said in the name Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Kamim Halachodim B'yoyim. How much can a person walk on one day or travel on one day? Asar Parsois. Mei Alois HaShachar. The answer is 10 Parsois. Now one Parsa is 4 milen. So Rashi says, Asara Parsois, the first wide line, Arba Milan. So it's the equivalent of 40 Milan. Then Rabbi Yochanan broke it up. So a person walks, or can, on one day, 40 mil. What's the breakdown? From Alois until Neitz, Chamesh is goes 5. From Shkir until Tzeitz Gechavim, Chamesh is another 5. Pashul Eitalsen. So you're left with 30 mil. Chamesh is Misaf for the Palgad Yom. 15 from the morning until Chatzois. The Chamesh is Palgad Yom Lorto. And another 15 from Chatzois until evening. Okay. So the amount that a person can travel from Chatzois until Urta, until nighttime, is 15 mil. Seder. Ula litame. Now, Ula lishita. Say one more piece. Amar Ula. Ula said, Ezu derech chayka. What is derech chayka? Kol shein yachal ikonis b'shashchita. That if a person would start traveling to the Harabayas, Bein Arbayin, that's the earliest time that you were able to shech the Karban Pesach, you wouldn't be able to make it to Yerushalayim during the Zman Shchita. That's when you're considered derech chayka. If you left at the beginning of the Zman Shchita and you didn't make it by the time the Zman of the Shechita ended, you have Derech Rechayka. So just put it all together. Ula holds that, like Rabbi Yochanan, 40 mil during the day. The breakup is 15 from Chatzois until Urta, which means the amount of time that a person or the amount of distance that a person can travel during the Zman Shechitas Karban Pesach, which began by Chatzos and it ended by Urta, is 15 mil. That's what Derek Rechayk is. That's why Ulo said, my diem li Yerushalayim is Chamesh Esra mil. Oh, my man, Aloysa Shachat to Netzach Hamah Chamesh Esra mil. How could a person travel from Aloysa Shachat to Netzach Hamah 5 mil? I mean, not long. How do you know that? Chsev, Slunta from a pasuk. It says, Kmaya Shachar Allah, Vayoitzum HaMalachim. So the context over here is the Malachim are saving light from Sedoim. So they came by Aloysa Nashach, and they hurried light out. Uksiv in the pasuk says, Hashem Yatza al ha'aretz, the light ba tzayara, that Hashem Yatza al ha'aretz, that was Netzach Hamah, and light came to tzayar. Either way, so we have a little bit of a clue of how far light and the malachim were able to travel from Alois HaShachar until Netzach Hamah. So if you just trace where the malachim, they went from Stoim until Tzayar during that period of time. Amr Reb Chanina said, I measured that area, and it was 5 milen. So you see that distance is a distance of 5 milen. Exhale. We'll stop here. So just to end the daf with one ha'ara, and it's really one kasha, just a little bit of food for thought as it relates to the concept of Pesach Sheni. So in the Torah, the parasha of Pesach Sheni was said exclusively to somebody that's Tomei LaNefesh or somebody that was Bederech Rechoika when it came time to bring the Pesach Rishon. And it says in the Torah that these people have an option to bring a Pesach Sheni. But we saw in yesterday's daf, and again in today's daf, Mishnah, Braisa, that the examples that the Torah gave Alav Dafka, but rather any person that was a Shoigig or an Oines or even a Mesed, somebody that was Tommy, it doesn't matter what type of Tumah, whether it was a Zav or a Zava, Mitzayra, Mitzayras, Anida, Bayal Nida. The Halachin is anyone that wasn't able to bring the Pesach Rishon, even the Mezid, is going to be subject to the laws of Pesach Sheni. Reb Shloime Kluger, in Hilchis Yontif, in Simen Tov Kuf Mem He, asks a bumbakasha on the whole institution of Pesach Sheni. But I think in order to appreciate the question, we need a little bit of an introduction. In fact, the majority of the Raid Bite is going to be the introduction to Reb Shloime Kluger's Kasha, and then we'll just end off with the Kasha and maybe a little bit of a heritage. And that is, the Gemara says in the Masechet Brachos, Davav Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Ashi said, Mai dechsev ulechoy shvei shamay. The pasuk says, Oz nidbru yirei Hashem isha royei, v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma, v'yikosev sefas ikarin lefan of leyirei Hashem ulechoy shvei shamay. Malachi Peregim. So Rav Ashi said, what does it mean when it says in the Torah, lechoy shvei shamay? Chishev Adam Laseis Mitzvah. The pasuk is coming to say that if a person had a machshava to do a mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasa, and he was an oynes, and because of the oynes, he didn't end up doing the mitzvah, ma'lo olav akasav kilo asa. It's as if he did the mitzvah. So if someone had a machshava toiv, he wants to do a mitzvah, he so badly wants to do a mitzvah, and then he became an oynes, and as a result, he couldn't do the mitzvah. Ulo choshvei shemoi, says Rav Ashi, is coming to teach me that chishev Adam Laseis Mitzvah v'nenas v'lo yasa, it's ma'lo olav akasav. When it says Mala Olav Akasov Kilo Asa, does it mean it's literally Kilo Asa? So any schar that a person gets for doing a mitzvah, he's going to get for having the Machshava Toiva to do the mitzvah. Or, a father doesn't mean he did the mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah, there's a gewaldige schar, schar mitzvah by Al Malekha, Yofakiris Ruch Me'elam Hava, Mikola Noyes Olam Haza. That's a reward that a person gets for actually doing a mitzvah. It means on some level it's as if he did a mitzvah, but certainly he's not going to get the same reward that a person would get if he actually did a mitzvah. So at first glance, l'chura, it should be totally in the chakira of the achroinim throughout Shas. We speak about this all the time. And that is every time Chazal said that if you do this, it's ki'ilu you did that. There's so many places that you find this idea of ki'ilu. What does ki'ilu mean? Is ki'ilu literal or is ki'ilu not literal? The Chacham Tzvi, the Chachma Shloima, in the beginning of Evin Ezer, we have a lot of marmakaimus for this. But the point is, at first glance, it would seem that this should just be chalked up as another marumakim for where we have to apply that same chakira, where it says mala olav akasav ki'ilu yaldoi kol ha'koyes is mala olav akasav ki'ilu oivir avoyde zara, right? You find it so often. What does ki'ilu mean? Whatever it means there, that's what ki'ilu would mean here as well. But the truth is that if you look through the Torah of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer spoke a lot about this in here. Of Chishev Laseis Mitzvah, the Nenas Veloy Asa, Malo Olav Akosov Kilo Asa. Just a few examples. The Gemara Masechtes Chulin, that Pei Zayin Amen Aleph, discusses a halacha of Asara Zehuvin. So what's this halacha of Asara Zehuvin? This is Perek Kisui Adam 101. The halacha is that if somebody shechts a chayu, or if somebody shechts a knife, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, you have to do kisei adam. You have to take the dam, and you have to cover it with offer. It's a pasuk in the Torah, v'chisahu be'offer. Torah says, you have to take the dam, you have to cover it be'offer. It says the Gemara, Maisa, there was a story, be'echash ha'shachar. Somebody shechted a knife, and he wanted to do the mitzvah of kisei adam, and he's picking up offer, he wants to cover the blood, this is a mitzvah's esed, d'oraisa, v'kodam chaveira v'kisa. And then somebody came, he pushed him away, he chapped the mice, and he did the kisei adam. And this person went to Rabbi Gamliel with tainas. He's taking him to the Torah. I have a tefi against somebody. What did he do? He didn't steal anything from me. I have tainas and because he took away a mitzvah. He says, I was about to do the mitzvah of kisei adam, and this person came and he took away my mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the chayva Rabbi Gamliel litin le'yod zehuvim. Rabbi Gamliel said that this person has to give him 10 gold coins. That's the knas, that's the punishment he has for going and stealing the mitzvah. There's a famous Tosfos here and a Rosh. We speak about it a lot. What type of mitzvah this applies to? Tosfos and the Rosh both say a chiddush that the only time you have the halacha of asara zehuvim is if the mitzvah that you took away from me is a mitzvah that I'm a bailam on. It's my mitzvah. If I shech the knife, I have a schus to do the kisei adam on the dam of the oif. So if you went now and took it away from me, so then there's halacha of asara zehuvin. However, if somebody is about to do a mitzvah that's not his necessarily, he's not a bailam on the mitzvah, and somebody goes and takes it from him, so then there wouldn't be the halacha of asara zehuvin. One of the examples that the Rosh gives for where there's no asara zehuvin is bris milah. If somebody appointed a shliach to go do bris milah on his behalf, and then somebody takes it away from him, so it wouldn't be chayiv asara zehuvin, and this is where the ktzayis brings a raya, a shach, that there's no shlichas by milah, famous rate. But the point is this is the halacha of asara zehuvim. The Chassam Sofer, on this Gemara writing in Perek Kisei Adam, in Chulin Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, he says, L'chayrin nera. At first glance, you read this Gemara, it sounds like, why did Rabbi Gamliel say that this person has to give him asara zehuvim? Because he took something from him. What did he take? He took the mitzvah. Okay, so why are you giving him asara zehuvim? You're making him whole. You took something from him, you took a mitzvah, give him asara zehuvim. What does gold have to do with a mitzvah? Schar mitzvah. Right? At first glance, says the Chassam Sofer, it would seem that the reason Rabbi Gamliel said that you have to give asara zehuvim, and really the whole point of this halacha of asara zehuvim is because you stole something with monetary value. You took away a mitzvah which begets schar, and as a result, he would have been rewarded for what he did. Now he's not going to be rewarded for what he did. As a result, you have to pay the schar mitzvah. Abazak the Chassam Sofer, it can't be. It can't be, and I'll tell you for two reasons it can't be. He says, number one, is a mitzvah worth asara zehuvim? He says, of course that's not what it is. Kol chafetzim la yishvuva. There's no money in the world that can pay schar mitzvah. If that's the case, then avada the asara zehuvim wasn't schar mitzvah. V'su, here's the punchline. Mat tzarech l'shalom le'afseda. Why would he have to pay for schar mitzvah? Halechni shev la'aseis mitzvah. If someone had a machshava to do a mitzvah, v'nenas v'loy asoy, ma'al olav akosav kilo asoy. It's as if he did it. Nimtza zeshe chotach mimenu mitzvah se'ilav midi chasre. He didn't take anything from him. What do you mean? He took away the schar. He's going to get the schar mitzvah anyways. If you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you want to do it, and somebody takes the mitzvah away, you think you're going to lose? That's the Gemara Brachas. So it's clear, says the Chassam Sofer. So what's the pshat? So the Chassam Sofer says like this. You want to know why you have to pay him asara zehuvim? He says very simple. He says when a yid does a mitzvah, he's besimcha. Right, a mitzvah makes you happy. You're doing the right thing. So because when you do a mitzvah, you always become a simcha. This person wanted to do a mitzvah. He couldn't do the mitzvah. What happened to him? He was betzar. So says the Chassam Sofer, you know what he had? He had tzar. You took away the simcha he would have had from doing the mitzvah, and you replaced it with anguish, with tzar over the fact that in his mind, he lost that. Klapi Shmaya Galya, he lost nothing, said the Chassam Sofer. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Chishav Lasitz Mitzvah V'nenes V'lei Asah, Ma'alol Avakasav Kilo Asah. But we're not wired that way. And the bottom line is this person, practically speaking, is Bitzar Tmuras, the fact that he would have been Mesimcha. The reason you have to pay him is because Achoyvel B'chaveir is Chai B'chamisha Dvarim, and one of them is Tzar, and the Chassam Sofer says, the Asorah Zehuvim is Tashlumei Tzar. That's all it is. But don't think you're making him whole. Number one, you can't make him whole. And besides, you don't have to make him whole. Because Chishit Lassus Mitzvah and Anas Vilei Asa, Malo Olav Akas of Kibu Asa. And then the Chassam Sofer goes through a whole cheshbin why Asar Zehuvim should be the Tashlum and he quotes the Yamshal Shloimim, Perak Achayvel, and Mesechtes Bavit Kama, Ayin Shom, Chidushi Chassam Sofer Al Ashas, and Mesechtes Chul and Daph Pezayin Abba. What do you see from the Chassam Sofer? You see the Chassam Sofer held a Chishit Lassus Mitzvah and Anas Vilei Asa, Malo Olav Akas of Kibu Asa is the real deal. This is a situation where you're literally going to be treated as if you did the mitzvah. Because if you're not being treated as if you did the mitzvah, then what's the vesu of the Chassam Sofer? Chassam Sofer said, why do you have to make him whole? Number one, you can't. Okay, that's number one. That we understand. But besides for that, even if you could, you don't have to. What do you mean? You do have to. Had he done the mitzvah, his schar would have been here. Now that he was only chishev l'aseis mitzvah, he'll be rewarded. But it's not the same as the schar mitzvah. So it's clear from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer was of the opinion that chishev l'aseis mitzvah v'nenes v'lai. So it's the real deal. It's as if you did the mitzvah. There's a Chassam Sofer and a tshuva. This is a classic tshuva's Chassam Sofer. We've gone through this a few times. And the Chassam Sofer is in Yerideas Tim and Shin Chav Beis. The context over there is a person that went keneged Bezdin, he went keneged the Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim wanted to put him in Cheirim because he did some very, very bad things. The question was how to treat his family. And it seems that there was an idea, people were arguing that they shouldn't just punish this person, they should punish his family. They shouldn't let his wife go here and there. They wanted to take his children and say they can't go to school. And they were coming down very, very stark. And the truth is, there is a shita from the Goyim. The Marshal brings in the Yamshul Shloima in Mesechtes Bava Kama. It's the shita of Rab Paltoy Goyim that said, Yesh ligzar al eshes hamuchram shaloy leilech lebeis ha-kneses ulegarish bona mi beis ha-sefer. This is what Rabbi Paltoy Goyen said. The Marshal said, no way, chas v'shalom, this person did an aver. What does it have to do with his wife? What does it have to do with his children? They're innocent bystanders. And there's no reason for us to go ahead and punish them. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a more modern day tshuva. The Marshal lived hundreds of years earlier. And he discussed this shiloh. Teich Dvarev, he talks about the Kat Shabtzai Tzvi. And he had a special subclass in this whole discussion for the people that were part of Shabtzai Tzvi. The Chassam Sofer held they were very dangerous. And he treated them a little bit differently in this shiloh. But the Chassam Sofer agreed with the Marshal that, of course, there's no reason for us to go ahead and punish this family. But at the same time, there is a shita of Rav Paltoy Goyen. And Rav Paltoy Goyen said that we punished the wife and we punished the children. And the question is why? Not only why, like from a hergish perspective, but how do you have a right to take these children and not let them go to school? They're going to be losing out on their very important Jewish education. The Marshal said, he says, there's a lot at stake over here. You can't just take children and bring them out of school. So that's not a good option. And even though there's a lot at stake, why would this be okay? So the Chassam Sofer said, we have to be miyashiv Rav Paltoy Goyen. Again, the Chassam Sofer didn't hold this way. But to be miyashiv, the sheet of Rav Paltoy Goyen, see, he said, maybe the pshat's as follows. He said, what are you worried about? The children are not going to go to school, and as a result, they'll be missing out on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The world will be missing out because you're not going to let this woman go to shul. She's going to be missing out on the tefillah. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Ein bazeh shum hefsed. There's no hefsed lebanav uleishtoy. V'gam lekian ha'olam ha'omid al hevel tinoikus shabes rabbim. There's no hefsed. The chol amichashiv laseis mitzvah. Because anyone that wants to do a mitzvah, v'nenes v'lo yasah and was an oynis and as a result didn't do the mitzvah, ma'al all of akas of kilo asoy. It's as if he did it. Nimtzo schara isha v'habonim v'shol kol la'olam u'mamish kol kach." That's what the Chassam Sofer said. So he said, Rav Paltoy Goyen wasn't impressed with that taina. Because he knew the Gemara in Brachas Vava. It's still a chiddush. But he knew the Gemara in Brachas Davava Menalef. So what are you worried about? You're worried that, what are we losing? You're not losing. There's nothing at stake over here. Yeah, oh, the heck, that's a different story. But in terms of Schar Mitzvah, in terms of Ein Oilam Eskayim, El Bishvil Hevel, Pim Shaltinaikin Shabbos Rabbim, that's not something you have to worry about. Another place that the Chassam Sofer says this is in the Chedusha Chassam Sofer al Ashas. This is a Masech de Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. The context over there is blowing Shofar with a Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, or taking Dalet Minim with a Dalet Minim that's Avodah Zarah. So, halachas, you can do it. It's Isuri Hana. mitzvahs lavli hanas. So when you do a mitzvah, you're not really having hana, because the mitzvah is not considered an act of hana. It's an act of avdus, not an act of hana. That's the principle of mitzvahs lavli hanas. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, they don't understand. How could you tell me that mitzvahs lavli hanas? If you do a mitzvah, you have hana. Okay, that hana is not a real hana, b'seder. But what about the reward you're going to get in the next world? What about the schar mitzvah? Don't you get schar mitzvah? So if somebody has a dalit minim of avodah zara, so you have a, should I take it, should I not take it? You can take it, don't worry about it. You know why you can take it? Because you're not having hana anyways. Why are you not having hana? Because you're doing a mitzvah. That hana that you have when you do a mitzvah is not halachic hana. Mitzvahs lav lohana zinu. Okay, b'seder. That hana is not hana. What about the fact that I just used avodah zara to have hana in the next world? That hana that a person's going to get, the schar mitzvah. So what about the schar mitzvah? That's the greatest hana in the world. So what about that hana? If the person would not take this lulav because it's a lulav shel avodah zarah, he would get the same exact schar. Brilliant. You're not getting more schar for taking the dalad minim. Because if you wouldn't take the dalad minim, because it's avodah zara, you'd get the same schar. I want to take it so badly, but the only lulav I have, it's Budapest, 1942. You don't have a lulav, right? So what are you supposed to do? You want to take it, you partial want it, but it's a lulav shel, you're going to get the schar. So at this point, whether you take the lulav or don't take the lulav, you're going to end up getting the same schar. What's the difference? The schar for actually doing the mitzvah, the physical schar of doing the mitzvah. Schar mitzvah by Al-Malek. That mitzvah, that you don't have to worry about. I asked the Rishonim, what about the schar you're going to get? And then anyways, getting the schar in the next world. If we don't let you do it, you're a chishiv lasis mitzvah. If you do it, you did the mitzvah. It's the same schar. This is the same exact chsam soifer. Chsam soifer in chulam peizayin amad aleph, that the asor zuvim can't be for stealing away the mitzvah, because as long as you had the machshava to do the mitzvah, you're going to get schar. Stealing it doesn't impact it, because chishiv lasis mitzvah, you end up getting the same schar. This is the chsam soifer in Yeridei Shinchav Beis, where the chsam soifer said, you want to throw the children out of school. It's terrible. But you think they're losing? You think you're losing. They're not losing anything. Hevel pim shal tinoikish abeis rabim. They're not losing anything. Because chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lei. I saw this kid that's not in school. He's in school every single day. Because he wants to be. And a chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lei. It's powerful stuff. Mal olav akasov. It's kilo asa. It's as if you actually did it. And then this is the chsam soifer as well. You want to tell me mitzvahs that you shouldn't be able to take a dalad minim or a mitzvah where there's an iser hana because of the schar in the next world? You're getting that schar anyways. If you don't do it, you'd be a chishev lasis. You're going to end up in the same place. Now, truth is, this raid is very mechudeshtig. Why is it mechudeshtig? Because there is a concept of oynes rachmano patre. But oynes rachmano patre in the world of lamdis, as in the sugya of yesh oynes begitin, ksubas tav gimel, reb chayim, reb chanan, the chem deshloim. I mean, this is like serious, serious oynes raid. But usually oynes says, wow, if a person does something but oynes, it's as if he didn't do it. Right? This is like oynes lamdis 101. If a person did something, he did it by oynes. He was forced into it. Even though you did it, it's as if you didn't do it. But you never find anywhere that if a person wanted to do something, but by oynes he didn't do it, it's as if he did it. Right? In lamdis, that doesn't work. If you do something, but you did it by oynes, it's as if you didn't do it. What if you did it? I know, I did it by oynes. That's ulenai really sasa dover. But if you didn't do something and you only didn't do it machmas oynes, so there you don't find this idea that even though I didn't do it only because of an oynes, maybe it should be considered as if I did it. So the truth is, if you think about it, chishev lasis mitzvah venenes v'lo yasa malo vakas of kilu asoy. The way the Chasam Sofer understands it, that it's not just a schar for wanting to do the mitzvah, but it's the real deal. It's literally as if you did it. It's a big time chiddush. You know, says this. Chasam Sofer says this in a fourth place. He says this in the first tshuva in Chayshe Mishpat. Just one excerpt. The name of the tshuva is Oynes Rachmano Patre, and Hafachba Vafachba the Kulaba. He goes through a lot of different aspects of Oynes and Lamdis, etc. But Toich Tvar, he says, quote, Vizech Chiddish Loi Noida the Adarab. Amru Chazal, Misha Chishiv Lasis Mitzvah Venenes Velo Asa, Mal Olav Akasav Kilo Asa. Hare Amrinon, the Unso Kiilu Nase Maisa Bepal. You see from here that if a person didn't do something, but he only didn't do it because of an oynes, it's as if he did it. V'kamachmalon haRambam, he's learning this up in a Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. This is a special chesed for Oisei Ritzayne. Avoloi me'ikradin. Really, it does not conform. It doesn't comply with the Lamdas of Oinus. So you want to know if this really makes sense in Lamdas? No. It's Chazdei Hashem. Tshuva doesn't either make sense. But the Mesilas Yisharim and the Rishonim say, it's Michazdei Hashem. For Oisei Ritzayne. There's a special Midas HaRachamim that Hashem uses when it comes to Oisei Ritzayne. So does this really work in the world of Lamdas? No. In the world of Lamdas, you wanted to do something and Mi'oinus, you didn't do it? Sorry. I feel bad, but it's just not the way it works. But Oisei Ritzoinoi, Chazdei Hashem, it's different. So yeah, when you're learning Yeshoinus Begitin Avada, if you didn't do something Machmasoinus, at the end of the day, we're going to tell you I'm sorry. But when it comes to the Chazdei Hashem, Oisei Ritzoinoi, that's a whole different mita. There Hashem operates very differently. There's something called tshuva. There's something called that if you wanted to do something but Machmasoinus, you didn't do it. It's as if you did it. Again, there's such a tifkeit here. It's a special Shulchan Aruch, even in Lamdas, when it comes to Chazdei Hashem. And this is the Chazdei Hashem, that even though you didn't do it, Machmas Oinus, at the end of the day, we're going to look at it as if you did it. So that was a little bit of a long-winded introduction. What does that have to do with Pesach Sheni? Freik of Shlomo Kluger, in Hilchis Yontif, in Simen Tavkof Mem Hei, it's the end of a long piece in Chachma Shlomo, his Agoyis on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I have a kasha. My kasha is, the Gemara says, Chishev Adam Lasseis Mitzvah, V'nenes V'lo Yasa, Mal Olav HaKasav Kilo Asa. So if that's the case, V'lomu B'Pzachim Dav Tzadik Beis HaMedeis HaMrinon, B'Shoigeg Oynenes V'lo Yasa, Pesach Rishon, Yasa Es HaSheni. V'chayiv Koris Im Lo Yasa Es HaSheni. You even be chayiv Koris if you didn't bring the Pesach Sheni, according to Rabbi, the first sheet in the Gemara. V'arei Oynes Hava Kilo Asa. If somebody was an oynis and he couldn't bring Pesach Rishon, it's as if he brought the Pesach Rishon. Chishav lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasa is mal olav hakasav kilo asa. So if there's a concept of a chishav lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasa, mal olav hakasav kilo asa, it's a freit Reb Shlomo Kluger, I don't understand. If somebody was an oynis on the Pesach Rishon, he was an oynis on the Pesach Rishon. So what's the halacha? Rebbe Shita is, he has to bring the Pesach Sheni. Now he doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. If he was amazed on the Pesach Sheni, the halacha is, he's going to be chayiv kares for not bringing the Pesach Sheni. What happened to the halacha? Chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenes v'lo yasa, mal olav hakasav kilo asa, v'yesh liyashed. But we'll stop and we'll leave it with this kasha.